The Deputy Minister of Women and Children's Affairs, Hajia Boya Garba, has underscored the need for the youth media and women to play a role in sustaining gender equality and women's empowerment. She says together they can constitute a force that can bring the issues of women and girls to the fore and demand action from decision makers. Hajia Boya Garba was speaking at a UN Women's Forum on Youth, Media and Gender Equality in Accra. Sandra Dansu has the rest of the story.
The UN Women's Forum brought together participants from Nigeria, Togo, Ghana and the US to deliberate on ways to sustain gender equality in the ECOWAS sub-region. The Deputy Minister of Women and Children's Affairs, Hajia Hawau Boya Garba, said the youth can assist in mobilizing and calling for urgent decisions to be taken to stop discriminatory practices to ensure gender equality. The media can also make governments and policymakers implement treaties and conventions to protect the rights of women and girls in West Africa. The Deputy Minister noted that though gender equality is linked to economic development, peace and security, implementing it is a problem. Hajia Boya Garba cited a situation where witch camps have been established in some parts of the country, describing them as discriminatory. In order to eliminate such practices, her ministry is ready to collaborate with stakeholders involved in the promotion of gender issues and create a conducive environment for the integration of women and children in all sectors of the economy. A member of the Muremi Initiative, an NGO, Christabel Dazi, called on the youth to get involved in advocacy for gender equality.
If you include young people in economic sustainability, then really what you're doing is developing your country and doing it the right way. Now, if you sit back, if you think about it, culturally, it is the elderly that is wise, and absolutely, we believe that. But then, if you don't get the youth involved early, then you're going to lose many that ability to be wise in the future. So, past with parliamentary elections at the party level, we see a lot of young adults, young professionals getting involved, standing for elections and winning. So it's really encouraging to see that hopefully in 2016, as a lot of West African countries get turn over elections, we'll be introducing a new crop of people to be a part of politics. Education is the foundation. I mean, if you're talking human rights, you're talking access to healthcare, you're talking breaking barriers, reducing domestic violence, the bottom line is you have to be educated. So I think we've got that. We've got to the point where there's so much funding in education, but the question is, what is the quality of education? What exactly are we teaching? Actually, why are graduates with a computer science degree walking out of university and they don't know how to type? We need to increase the quality of our education in the Western African region.
Suggestions made at the end of the forum will be presented to ministers of finance and gender from ECOWAS countries for their consideration.
Sandra Dansu's report.